The ancient Hindu festival of Holi, celebrating the triumph of good over bad, is certainly one of India's most colorful holidays. People paint each other's faces by hand or spray dyes from a pump with a cheer of
"Bura na mano, Holi hai."
Loosely translated, "Don't let this bother you because today is Holi." But some environmentalists, physicians, and even the police are seeing red over Holi. It turns out that the colors people splash on each other can be dangerous. While the vivid mixtures were once derived solely from plants, the colors sold nowadays at roadside stalls are frequently industrial dyes. At the Delhi Skin Clinic, dermatologist Vijendra Kaushik says he sees a surge in patients complaining of skin problems immediately after Holi.
They can cause contact dermatitis as well as irritant dermatitis. Many a times, some miscreants, they mix some acids or toxic things in that, so that can cause burn also.
Dangerous chemicals and metals found in Holi paints include chromium, nickel, and cadmium. The red sometimes contains highly toxic mercuric sulfate. An ophthalmologist warned revelers to keep an eye out for green, which frequently is made of copper sulfate, which is capable of causing puffiness and even temporary blindness. Delhi dermatologist Kaushik says an ounce of prevention in patients can reduce the side effects of Holi.
Before you play Holi, you must apply liberal oil on your skin. Plain coconut oil, good emollient, so that when you take bath, it will come off easily. Do not use detergents or strong caustic to remove your colors. It may take 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, it will come off.
The hazards have prompted officials and private organizations to launch campaigns warning of the dangers of chemical dyes and prompting the use of safe ingredients. Supporters of the all-natural Holi movement say they hope the effort will help the holiday return to its more holistic roots. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。